man has a serious sit down with his daughter and he gets through it as calm as possible, but he wasn't so calm when he had to shove Bella's friend into the next episode. Meanwhile, it's double snack time because we get to see Ryan and Erica Mena on the same screen, honey. The review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Snack time. Yes. Oh, that's right. It's not four anymore.
Shytown.
It's cold in the Shytown right now.
It's so cold in the Shytown.
And it's snow, so we're not going there.
Family like, when you moving back? Never.
Never.
Never. It's sub-zero, negative 20, 30, whatever it is. Hey, everybody. We are your Black and Crew Chicago AfterBuzz Review crew. And we are having a nice old sip on this wintry, brisk day in L.A.
Nice tea.
How you ladies doing? I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Carmen, and I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Yes. Guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so pull up in my DMs.
Oh, whoop, whoop. Hey, guys, I'm Elle Marie. I don't want any DMs. Okay. Go.
Hey, y'all. It's Drew Jones. I have something in my eye right now besides a twinkle. And it's,
you know what?
Stressing
Come
me
on,
out.
Twinkle. Maybe it's that guy's tooth.
You can't mess with Nine Mag. You can't mess with family.
Mess with Nine Mag.
It was so refreshing to watch them collectively beat up someone else.
Right. Yes. Right? But what did Khloe Kardashian would say? It's like a quote. You can't mess with the family, or you can't go against the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was this episode. Yeah. You can't go against the family. Mm-hmm. Even if we're wrong, we'll deal with each other after, but you cannot walk into our home thinking you're going to disrespect us and not get checked.
And it's always like, we're not condoning violence, but it was just like, we were just saying how it was good to see them all getting along. Uh-huh. So not only getting along, but taking up for each other as well. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
I'm emotional.
Drew's crying.
Yeah. No, I...
How'd you feel about the episode today?
Yes, the episode. More of Ryan fighting. Not that I condone violence, but, like, I also wasn't mad at it.
We have to get that disclaimer.
With that shirt off.
Well, so much happened in today's episode. We got to see a really fun outing with the group, which we'll talk about. Ooh. Bella brings a new old bae, a new old bae, and Sappy. Things get out of hand. I was low-key kind of rooting for Guy in the first place, you know, in the beginning, but I don't know. He kind of blew it for me, and we're going to get into that. And then Charmaine has a special guest on her show, which ends up in, you know, being tatted by Ryan, so we'll get into that, too. But first things first, the lovely family skating outing. Aww. How'd you guys think about that moment?
It's beautiful.
I mean, what did you guys think about that moment?
I feel you, same. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
No, it was beautiful because, you know, like, we've been doing this show for a while. They've been coming to our show, and they've been fighting ever since. And I think something that we've always been saying to them is like, yo, when are you guys going to make up and be friends again? Because we're tired of seeing the fighting. So I think it was a beautiful bonding moment to see them ice skating, laughing, Van and Ryan. It was really cute. I loved it.
Talk about how funny Van is. Like,
Van's really funny.
Van's a comedian.
Didn't realize how funny he was until this season. Like, he's a fool.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
Now that anger's gone about Van, he's starting to show it.
I actually was just really dead when Don was talking about Ryan.
Like, oh my goodness.
Like, and then the editors put, like, Don's face.
Yes. That was a funny moment.
You know what's funny? Like, Don, I feel like Don and Van are, like, showing who they really are.
Because
I didn't know they were comedians. Like,
right?
Like, Don's hilarious. Van is funny. And I think it's because all the fighting is done and they got all that anger up out of them.
Yeah.
Now we're getting really to see, like, their true colors and the goofy side. And I feel like this is probably what Nine Mag was when they all got those tattoos on their heads.
There was a moment where they were ice skating where I just, like, kind of sat back and was like, this makes me really happy.
Right.
Like, Charmaine is there. She's making her jokes. Van's, you know, Ryan's saying Van looks like a potato or whatever it is. And I'm like, you don't leave my Van alone. I just want to say Van's dress is really nice this season.
He
doesn't, you know, normally have style, but I was checking him out today, like, okay, Van with the champion sweat jumper and the velour, you know, the wine colored velour. You know, I just was like, okay, Van, I see you.
I do want to ask, like, Van, what you be drinking? Because I feel like Van is drunk.
I think it's
episode.
Patron. I think it's 1800.
Because he drinks it, like, straight.
I think tequila is his thing.
In this economy?
But, you know, they're in cold Chicago, so he's probably, like, shots. But Van's, they having a drink. But I like seeing this Van. Like, I love Me too. The goofy Van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Not Van got that Van. Old man strength, though. We talk about that later, but don't get in like Van's face ever.
That was like a Mortal Kombat move. Like,
yes.
Finish him.
Finish him.
Finish him. Finish him.
Look at this. Look at this. Hey, guys, is Ryan really from a love novel now?
Yes.
Yes, he's got the hair. Yes.
Even after the fight, right? And that little piece of hair was like blowing in the wind. It's like,
yes, Fabio.
He's like fighting.
Fabio, yes.
Fabio. That's a good one.
He's
bae. So look, speaking, let's go back to Van really quick, because I don't want to skip over this very important moment that Van has with his daughter. So apparently she went hanging out skating, and he called her, and she answers her phone kind of startled, only to, you know, because she's nervous because she knows her dad. Didn't he pull out on her with the Dawn Crew already?
Yes.
So she knows what could possibly be in store. What did you guys think about their sit-down talk?
It's beautiful because to see, like, you know, we always talk about this on Black Ink. It's beautiful to see black father, black men embracing each other, black men crying, talking about depression and therapy. So it's beautiful to see black fathers involved with their kids, or just in general, just any parent involved with their kid. And I love their relationship because they have such a beautiful relationship and a bond. And, you know, she's 17 and these are the talks that you have to start having with your daughter. But as a man, I know it's hard.
I know.
Because you were the seventh, you were that 19-year-old dude. Yeah. Not that long
I mean,
ago.
You're still that dude.
Yeah.
Let's be real. You're kind of still that dude. You know what I mean?
You are that dude. Evanita.
Yeah.
That's how guilty boyfriends act, like super overprotective because they know what they're up to.
Yeah. That's why I was like, ugh, because it's like when you have, you know, a daughter, not to say like that boys are easier, but they're the ones that are start to go after the girls. And with a guy, like, they the fathers try to, like, encourage the sons to, you know, go for the girls or whatever. So when you have a daughter, you're like, ooh, I know what I did. I know how I am. I don't want that for you. You know what I mean? I want to try to protect you from that. No, I can't, but I want to try.
Aww. Did you guys relate when she was like, Dad, it's not like that? And I was like, baby girl, it's exactly like that. It's way more like that than what you think.
But
he's 19.
The boy being on the phone. Like, did you think he purposely was like, let me talk to your dad?
My daddy.
No, I think she was nervous and just was like, here, talk to my dad. I think she was nervous and just was like, my dad want to talk to you.
No, that's bold. That's bold. When I saw his face, I was like, ooh, my daddy was
talking. And how he was talking.
Yeah, how he was talking. Because he didn't get on there like, oh, hi, sir, or something, something. Yeah. Very arrogant in how he was talking. Like,
he's
hold
like,
on
yeah,
now.
We good? I was like, ooh, so my daddy gonna kill me and you. Right.
But you know what I love about the boys? You see how Ryan was like, wait, what's up?
Yes.
That reminded me of that, like, bad boy situation when it was Mike Lowry and what's his face and the boy shows up to the door. Like, because end of the day,
definitely
like,
Martin, definitely Mike
Lowry. Will Smith, you're talking to someone's father. That's not your homie. Right. It's the father. He's cool. He on TV. But this is a girl's dad.
These kids don't know respect like
they
know respect. They didn't learn it like we learned it.
That's because their parents is 30 and they 20. Their parents is us.
How'd y'all feel about that $5,000 deal he tried to make her?
Listen, if my dad ever offered me $5,000, I would never talk to, like... Well, not ever again.
Ever, but for a long time.
Like, I'd be like,
long time.
Yeah, it would be a minute before I was like, I'm ready to talk to somebody.
Well, apparently, she checked her dad back. Like, you're talking about my guy, but what about you?
Okay.
What did you do to Jen? And he claims that, you know, he hasn't been talking to Evanita. He admitted that he cheated. So at least he showed her that, you know, he could be honest. You know, so... Do y'all guys think that he's going to get her back? He said he's going to wait a couple weeks and beg for her back.
Like, I was watching it. I'm like, okay, Van, you can do all that begging, but are you going to change? That's the thing. You know, and you and Jen have been together for a very long time. So at this point, it's either shit or get off the pot. So even if you're going to crawl back to her, I'm just saying, if you're going to crawl back to her, then marriage needs to be on the table, like, seriously at this point.
Now, I saw a review online, and the guy says, you can't keep treating Van and banging on Van like you're the man. Like, you have to let him be the man and you kind of be... Do y'all agree with that?
No. Do y'all feel like she
emasculates him?
No.
No, because I think a relationship...
Just a question. I just wanted to know what y'all thought.
I think a relationship that legitimately works is a 50-50 situation. Yeah. And if he lacks in a lot of areas, so she steps up to the plate.
Right.
And that's fine because she lacks in certain areas. But the whole, like, the man needs to run the relationship and all that is so tired and old. And quite honestly, Van doesn't prove that he deserves to run things.
Just running it into the ground. So.
And he's a secure man. They're in a secure relationship. And I hate that. Like, if they're good with what they got going on, there's no need, like, she needs to not be. No, like, they're good in what they got going on. And nothing to do with her and masculinity. It's everything to do with Van not doing the right thing and cheating. Nothing to do with her being masculine or anything. So, men, stop. And I know y'all keep saying we need a man's perspective.
Well, Van didn't say that. So, I just want to make sure I didn't say that. You know, it's just a review that I had. No,
yeah,
you know,
I saw somebody say that, but.
Well, yeah, when I heard it, I was like, I'm going to ask the girls how they feel about that. If they,
no,
you know,
because it's one of the things where, like, Van cheated. He didn't do the right thing. And she kind of stepped out and did her thing in the club when he checked up on it. So it's like they both have things to work on, and it's working on the relationship and not who's more masculine than the other one and who's doing what.
Okay, it's not like she's just wilding out. Because you do have some women like that, they just kind of wild out for no reason. Van is giving her a reason every time.
Yeah, he just.
We love you, Van, but.
This time was pretty much the worst. Because I think before they had kind of had that breakup and she kind of popped up like, you know that they broke up, but they are an item, honey. Yeah. They're together regardless. So just look, Van and Jen, we are rooting for you guys. So come on, Van. Get your woman back.
Look at this.
Look at this, man. I need you to look at this, okay?
We love Jen. And they're a beautiful couple. And then his daughter loves her. And that's hard when you got a kid, because when your kid loves the person, respects them, and you love her, I think they need some time. But I think Lanisha's right. Like, he need, the next step is, like, marriage. They ain't no we playing house anymore. What are we doing next?
Well, I don't think that Van's an insecure man. I just think he has some stuff to get together. But I do think Bella's boo has some issues that I'd like to get into next. But before we do that, we're going to get into some wonderful information about our lovely network, AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. First and foremost, we just want to say thank you so much for rocking with us this season and for, you know, commenting and keeping up with us throughout the week. We really appreciate it. But we want to continue to grow as a network, and we want your help doing that. So if you guys could subscribe to one or more of our channels. We don't just do reality TV. We do drama. We do sci-fi, superheroes, you name it. We probably have a show for it. Yep. Make sure you guys do that. And when you do, let us know in the comments. We'll be happy to shout you out. We're also on Spotify and iTunes, so make sure to give us 5 stars. And for now, thank you guys so much for rocking with us. We really do appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Drew, for that lovely message. We love you, fans. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to us and having fun with us. If you're in the live chat, feel free to drop some comments and get in on the conversation. About what's going on at 9 Mag in Chicago, because we love to hear you guys' comments. We love when you come for us. We love it when you say that we're being biased to these people. No.
Drag us.
We're not. We just, we give them props when they're doing good.
Yeah. And we
and,
call them out.
And we call them out when we see stuff in the storyline that needs to get called out. If you don't believe us, go back and watch our interviews with Ryan. Go back and watch our interview with Kat that made VH1 when they said we didn't miss a beat. So
and
I'm just letting you know.
And I think you know what it is, too. They've grown, and it's all been about growth. So I think, like, we would call them out all the time. And then I think they just set their game up, but they've just been growing.
Yeah,
so.
This isn't that they have shown a drastic improvement.
Yes.
Contrast to New York, who is in the pits of drama.
Yeah.
So, New York got called out, and that's what it is. And we said what we said, and that's that.
With our chest.
Moving right along to Bella, honey. I was just proud that she admitted that she had to detox. That was number one. I was like, all right, sounds like you off to a good start this episode.
Yes.
Then she meets up with her old bae, who she claims to be her new love. How'd y'all feel about that date? Because it was just very...
First of all, he was dropping some poetry.
Some hood poetry.
He was like, I ain't like you before back then. But I like you now.
Just because I ain't give a F about you back then.
He said, I'm going to stuff you like a turkey.
Ooh,
and
my
I was
favorite
like,
line.
Art.
She's beautiful.
Art.
Beautiful. I was like, why am I low-key liking this?
But
poetic.
We was waxing poetic, honey.
As soon as she said, this is my first love, whatever, I already was like, girl, you need to run. Because I think we all have that guy who like, you know, we're not completely over. When they pop up, we want to be on some tomfoolery. And you just gotta be strong.
You gotta get strong.
Because they know that, like, especially when it's your first love, they know the energy and they know the vibe.
Yes.
And you have this, like, love and this kind of, like, weakness for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop in poetry, like, you want to stuff my turkey and all that good stuff, it's so hard for you not to fall
back. Maybe I'm still real ghetto, but, like, I would rather you say that to me over, like, oh, hey, gorgeous.
Right.
I'm
you're so beautiful.
I'm
no.
Like, whatever.
Tell me I'm fine. AF.
I was sitting there like, why am I liking this shit right now? I was like, I like this shit.
Because we haven't grown that.
I was like, we need to grow up.
We have to grow. Because we all liked everything he was saying.
Everything he was saying. I fell for it. I was like, oh, what's your
name
again?
What's that stuff in your brain when you get it, when it's a good feeling?
Endorphins.
Yeah, I'm like, am I getting endorphins from, like, his ratchet?
Yeah. I think because living in L.A. for so long, you know how it is dating out here for us. So I think for him.
Right. We don't see them.
We don't really see men's a lot.
As Scott Disick would say, you're a real hood bitch.
I own it.
I agree.
Well, honey, do y'all think it was a good idea for Bella to bring, and I don't want to get to the fight yet. Not Bella. Yeah, Bella. I don't want to get to the fight yet, but do y'all think it was a good idea for her to bring her bae to a party with all her brothers and not fairly warn them?
No, not fairly warned.
No. She should have warned them.
Yes.
Also, it was a Friendsgiving thing, and I feel like that wasn't a place because it was about camaraderie and it was about Nine Mag, right, and he has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And this is why you also can't tell your friends your business, because see, when you tell people your business, like, this is my side dude, this is my ex or something, uh-huh, happened, they spill all the tea. Now, if you would have kept all that to yourself, they don't know who this man, mm-hmm, is.
Right.
So you can't tell people your business.
Yeah. It should have just been like, this is my little boo, my friend, whatever.
The
but
homie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a good idea for her to bring him. And yeah.
Yeah, especially when you tell, like, guys who are, like, legitimately like your brothers, like, oh, like, my guy friends do not have a filter and will drag, yes, somebody. And that's how most guy friends are. And it's, yeah, just like, don't bring him into a situation. Yeah. Like
and
that.
Those and boys are very protective.
Very.
And we talk about that versus, like, New York. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very protective of the girls. Even if they fight,
and they,
you know,
respect
they give
the girls.
They give Charmaine problems, but, like, they will jump anybody for Charmaine.
The way,
and Bella.
The way Ryan's nostrils flared, woo, when that boy was on that FaceTime alone was enough for me. I was to the camera, like,
even Ryan, like, had to when home dude got kind of buck. Ryan even had to, like, you could say he had to take himself back because he was like, am I about
he
to kill this dude?
He took a big sip, mm-hmm, of his drink, and I was,
he
like,
was
like, oh,
he's like,
we fighting.
Then he put it down, mm-hmm, but yeah, but the thing is, like, also, when, like, Ryan was saying this, when you're the new dude, you have to take these things. Mm-hmm. We all just playing and
it's
chilling. You're new. We don't know you. Mm-hmm. You came into this situation. You know you're going to get, you know, the jokes.
I don't know why people, this show been on for 4 seasons. Why people act like they ain't never see the show? They know how the boys are.
I will look. So. I think he didn't want to look like a punk on TV.
That's what it was.
But let's not spill too much tea, y'all, because we got to make the folks wait for the good part.
All right.
But here's another deliciously yummy part. We got Ryan, Charmaine, and Mina. Just yummy, yummy, and yummy. Okay. So Charmaine has Mina at the Erica Mina.
Mina.
Visit
she's
her at WGCI.
Mina,
so
Mina, Fina, whatever.
And she's having an interview with her, and then after she does her interview, she ends up with Ryan getting a tattoo in a hotel room. Not suggesting a thing. I'm not suggesting a thing. What I was seeing is this beautiful ass Erica Mena, and Ryan was like, "Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm single now." And I was like, "Really, Ryan? You gonna leave with that, huh?"
Like, yeah, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I will say, like,
I low key feel like he had a slight mesmerization on his face, which I think, yes, anyone would, because I think Erica Mena is beautiful.
She's beautiful,
so
man.
I think she's beautiful.
She's a Scorpio, so she has that Scorpion woman energy. Mm-hmm. Scorpio women are very sexy and beautiful and
seductive.
Erica turns up, feistiness, and that smile and her talking to, mm-hmm, him. And I think, but also it works with Charmaine because, you know, Charmaine's trying to get the good footing, mm-hmm, with Ryan. So, mm-hmm, here she is bringing a client on a platter.
He didn't let her get her 9 mag tag.
Yeah. So she's bringing Erica Mena on a platter, booty out and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just a very sexy scene with the two of them.
I know.
Am I the only one? Let me know if y'all chime in. Was there a look in Ryan's eyes, or was it just me?
I just feel like that's natural if you're looking at Erica Mena. I had that look in my eyes.
I was looking at TV like, look at that.
I'm about deciding her DMs.
Right? I was like, so, 1, 2, 3? Yeah.
Where can I join?
What's up?
Even
if I can just, like, sit in the corner and just, like,
take, yes,
like, if you need me,
like, Erica, I know you're engaged now, but, like,
listen, bring Safari.
Most definitely bring.
I love this group project.
All my morals are lost. Okay,
put us on reggae. We lit.
Let me know.
Just calm down, okay.
I was trying not to be inappropriate, so I didn't know what else to say.
I was quiet, too, until she said Safari. I was like, yes, let's go.
I was trying to be, like, PC,
to talk about Safari, but I have always thought, even when they tried to say that he wasn't, like, the coolest guy, like, oh, Safari's corny and stuff.
I love that about him. He is a little bit corny, but I love it. And he is who he is.
He's a positive
confident guy. Confident in who he is, so
he's
I love
Jamaican.
That.
He's Jamaican. Our men are corny. Like, get over it.
But you need a guy like a Safari. Excuse me. You need that. Like, mm-hmm. you don't need nobody like an SP.
Mm-hmm.
No. Insecure mm-hmm. and all that. Sorry, SP.
I low key was wishing it could have went down between Erica and Mina and between Erica and Ryan. I was low key like, that looks good. I was like, that's a sight to see.
That would be a very sexy,
sexy ass scene, honey.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Erica Mena's beautiful, but now she's engaged to Safari. She's engaged. Yes. Show.
Yeah. I know she was like, shit.
I think if she was single, I feel like they would have a dinner scene.
And I feel like she called VH1, like, yeah, you guys need to fix that. Let them know I'm engaged now. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I can respect. I really think, because VH1's so messy, I don't see them doing that on their own.
Yeah, no.
So I definitely feel like Erica was like, ooh, that episode's coming up. Y'all need to tape something real quick and let them know I'm engaged now, right? I am a taken woman.
What was I about to say? Here's a poll question for you guys to comment on. Was it necessary for her ass to be out for where that tattoo was?
Listen, if
and turn towards his face?
Ryan could be tattooing my wrist, and I would be like,
ass. I'll say this.
You show up in a thong for a wrist tattoo?
I don't want an ass tattoo, but I feel like just because it's Ryan, you're just going to make it up and be like, you put it here.
If I was like Erica Mena, yes.
Yeah,
it's
for
necessary.
Sure. It's going on the booty. I mean, she probably wanted it like on her wrist, cute little anklet. But she was like, you know what? It's Ryan.
Yeah,
put it on my booty.
She turned that ass up, honey.
She did, though.
I'm not mad.
I was like, I ain't mad. She's so cute. She's so bubbly. She seems so happy now. So congratulations, Erica, with your engagement.
Shout out to VH1 for the swap.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that. Ryan says it's over. What do we think? Do we believe it, guys?
No.
You guys think it's
right. Instagram says different.
Instagram says
well,
that was
both
a lie.
In Miami.
And the results are in, and that was a lie.
But we know that, like, they'll always have a connection. They have children that they're raising together.
Yeah. I'm just saying my parents don't go on trips in Miami together.
Yeah, no, my mom
with
and
their
dad.
Friends.
Yeah. Ryan has always seemed to be very supportive of her, especially in her business endeavors. And so...
But yeah, you can be supportive and then go home.
Yeah.
And take the trip with...
But we have to wait until that episode to find out what happens. But moving right along, y'all, to the drama. It is Thanksgiving at 9 Mag, you guys. And they decided to have a good old holiday fun party and started off with a good old shot game, two truths and a lie.
My favorite.
In walks Bella. First in walks Lily. And Junior and his girl, they had a fun little scene. He picked her up. They had a little bathroom sex. That was interesting.
Cute.
So here we are at the shop, and Lily's kind of calm. I'm still liking Lily's demeanor. Very calm. And she's like, I was surprised to see that they were just so cool and how calm she was. Like, yeah, we can work together. I'm cool. But, you know, you told me you did love me. And he still deny, like most men.
Because he
knows his girl is in the, right beyond the front door of the shop. So, of course, he can't allude to anything.
Right.
So, but who knows? I guess they only know. Mm-hmm. I feel like Lil Junior would tell her that he loved her.
I feel like he would, too. Yeah. I feel like him and his girlfriend probably got into a fight. He's like, Lily, I love you, because his girlfriend looks exactly like Lily, and her energy is just like Lily.
I know. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at them, I was like, dang, I wish it could just be them.
I know.
You know, but at least she's mature enough to be like, we can work together. It's cool.
Yeah.
And it even seemed like there was some sort of camaraderie between her and the girl this episode, because when the fight kicked off, she kind of came and checked on Lily. Did you see that? Was it Lily or was it Bella?
It was Bella.
Oh, I thought it was Lily. Okay. Was Bella. Well, anyway, Bella
they still
comes
were,
in.
Yeah, cool in the same, you know,
Bella comes in with her new boo. The guys test him and roast him like most people do when you walk into a whole crew of people. You have to take a joke. Was he too sensitive or were they too rough?
No, he's too sensitive.
Because it's not like they said anything, because they don't know him. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they said anything personal, like, oh, your daddy dead, or like anything disrespectful. I don't know. Like, it's not like they weren't
like
personal.
Like Ebony, I still want to bury her.
That's disrespectful. Ooh. Like, they did on a joke. It's not like, these are my brothers. So, of course, they're going to joke and call you sabis, but they don't really know your history. I think he didn't want to be a punk on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he's insecure because he was like, nah, baby, grown men is talking. That's what
Which,
I was like,
very
okay,
insecure.
He's insecure. Good night.
If my man tells me to be quiet because grown men are talking,
I'm Jen now.
You get mollywopped upside the head. And just...
Call me masculine all you want. Yeah. I'm Jen now because now I'm slapping you. Don't tell me
now
to be quiet.
Now I'm chest bump you and hurt
he's
your feelings.
He's not even her
but
man,
even,
though.
Yeah. And even Ryan was trying to calm him down. Yeah. Like, dude, calm down. They just jokes. You know, Ryan already was like, he was ready to go, but I'm not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to calm you down. They're just jokes, dude. Why are you coming in here so swole? Like, calm it down. But he still was, like, so amped up.
Junior.
Very mature.
Junior.
That's what I'm going to say. Is side piece and side bitch the same Did you take that? Is it the same level?
I feel like men, when they get called a bitch, like, they just black out.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen when you do that.
I've told a man before he was acting like a bitch, and...
And the bitch came out of him?
I didn't understand what Junior's last part of the sentence was. All you hear is bitch.
Nobody he was did. Like, to that friend of bitch.
Like, sir.
Even he don't pay no friend of bitch. I was like...
Junior,
we have
what?
Subtitles on with while it's playing, and it was all question
even
marks.
The subs, like, the question subtitles. Mark. But Junior, they all get drunk, and they mm-hmm. will all, because they were all slurring their words. Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about each other, like, if somebody got into a fight, they all buck up. Like, Van was mm-hmm. bucking up when he got Ryan takes, and then Junior, though it was called Junior, just hit him with the, like, bitch. Oh. I was like, no.
But when Van was trying to calm him, first of all, Ryan, very mature, five stars, two thumbs up. For being mature and letting him know, Daddy, like, it's just, this is just a, we having fun. Like, we just, you know, this is how we do. It's jokes, but, like, calm down. And he was very mature. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good, you know, I thought that was very, very mature of him. And then even Van comes, like, bro, like, yo, hold up, don't, no, come on, bro. Then he, I don't know if he mistakenly.
No, he, well, I don't
think
know.
It was a mistake because he was just trying to get to Junior. So I think
he pushed Van's hand. And Van is a very strong man.
He cuffed him, too, on the chin. He pushed him. I think that's a really good. Got banned.
Oof.
It was like, ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a bunch of ego. It's a bunch of pride in one room. It's all these men trying to
It's territory. You don't come up in our place acting like this.
But Van used the strength of his ancestors. Listen. Knocked that man across
with
the
one
room.
Hand.
With one
hand.
He knocked him into next season.
He said, this is for Frederick Douglass.
I was like, ooh. I clutched my pearls.
He made him slap Bella. That's how hard it was. Bella was like, oh.
I know Bella flew back too. I was like.
Bella's only 2 pounds and she flew.
Y'all better stop playing with
she
with
got,
Van.
She got
that daddy strength.
Out.
He got flued out.
I just felt like it was so unnecessary.
Now he got flued out.
Because it's like these Diggins. It's family. Families crack jokes on you. So I just felt like he was already hostile. And I think because he's so insecure, that is kind of like her side boo. He probably is like, oh, who else is she messing with? Because he said it. He's like, well, if I'm the side dude, who's the main dude? And they jokingly were like, not you, side dude.
Right.
I'm like, why are you falling for the trap?
But is that disrespectful to me? I would be so mad if I had a guy that I really liked or cared about and y'all came and calling him my side piece.
No, you shouldn't have walked in there calling him your side piece.
Right, because it's not true. It's not true. But if it's true, that's why you don't tell people your business.
Also, y'all aren't even that serious. So, like,
did her and Lily break up?
No, they just had sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just been, and Bella was just frustrated.
Yeah.
And also, Bella in the two truths and a lie was like, I've had sex with two people in
who
here.
So who's so the other one? Who was the other one?
Lily and SP.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It made the guy feel even worse. Yeah. He's like, okay. Like, so I think it was just ego and pride and insecurity. Yeah. But Junior and his little girlfriend, honey.
And then also with, like, Bella, I'm like, well, maybe she really doesn't know how all of them act together like that.
She does.
You know what I mean? Around people. Because she's been around, but she really started with Ryan when he was opening the other shop.
Yeah.
And then came to, you know, the 9 Mag shop, the original 9 Mag shop. So I think maybe she just really didn't know what she was getting herself
was like,
into.
Whoa, this came up really fast. What's happening?
Well, he got his ass beat. blood was everywhere.
Don was like, I can't get through the hallway, so I'm just going to punch a hole in the
hall. Ashley was like, Don, get your shit and let's go.
When he did that loom. That little tooth thing he did, I was like, oh, he mad.
I was just so dead.
I was like, here comes the Hulk again.
Because you just see SP, that stressed out producer and a cameraman, and all of a sudden you see a fist
in the wall, like,
come through the wall.
So you're going to break down the wall to fight?
The producer was on that. The walkie line.
Man.
Call police.
Who do I call? But this is what I love about. What I love about 9 Mag, it don't matter who's in the wrong. If you disrespect a female or any of them, you see how they bucked up
the girls.
Ryan took that damn shirt off. They protect the girls. And no, Junior's girlfriend should have never done that.
She should have.
Like, girl, relax. Because, like Lily said, like, you don't know. Men, I know as women, we think, like, no man should hit a woman. Facts. No man should.
Mm-hmm.
But as my mother told me when I was younger, you don't get in no one's face, no man or woman, because you don't know what they're going to do. And he spit blood in her face.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys definitely had her back.
Yeah.
And we know how Ryan is about violence against women. So that's a trigger for him. So he was like,
I told y'all he don't play about his girls.
Yeah. I kind of sympathize with Adriana, though, on the low.
I do too. Like, sorry, I don't mean to.
I don't.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, shout out to Super Rass that they all did SP dirty.
Did they do it?
Nah.
SP a punk.
Don't be biased, ladies.
Nah.
But
Here's the thing.
I'm just picking.
The fights were unnecessary, and Junior's girlfriend was definitely wrong, and Junior was all the way wrong for calling him a bitch. Mm-hmm. But I do think his insecurity took part in that, and as a grown man, if you can't say these are jokes, if you spit in homegirl's face, all you had to do was walk away.
Yeah, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, the spit.
And it was blood. Like, You nasty.
So, no, yes, they both was all in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to you, Super Rap.
Is the tooth really out? Did they knock his tooth out for real?
I don't know.
So he was like, that's why
he was bleeding a lot.
His tooth probably got knocked out.
His man's shirt.
Yeah.
I'm just dead that, like, Charmaine just, like, walked in with her and whatever she had.
I'm Charmaine.
She's like, hey, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ashley's like, it's a wrap.
It's over.
That's what.
But I like that they're bonding. I just hate that they're fighting. But I like that they're bonding over fighting.
I was just happy that they weren't fighting each other.
Yeah.
I really was. I was like, okay.
And I like that two-piece Don gave him, too. Because he got to him. He got around that wall. Like, he can't get to the wall, but I got him. And
he's like, I'm like, I seen his fist
how
go
dare
through the wall.
Once again, I do not condone violence.
I was just like, a man.
A real man.
A whole
all the men's in there. You don't mess with the girls. Like I said, it doesn't matter who's in the wrong. They're going to, Oh, shout out to you, Dula Man. He said, my favorite AfterBuzz show. I finally caught y'all live.
Thank you. We love you guys. We want you guys to tune into that live chat even more because it makes it so much fun. We get to hear what you guys think. And we want to talk about what you want to hear about. So drop those comments in that section and give us topics, y'all. We will talk about it. We will shout you out. It'll be interactive. We're live, baby.
Yes.
So we had a lot to chew on this week, guys. And with that being said, this was a very eventful, entertaining episode. Mm-hmm. We've had 2 weeks of great content.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yes. And without a further ado, we'd like to go into our special segment entitled Doing the Most.
Doing the most.
Sexy.
I love that, Josh.
I spouse where my heart used to be.
Who you got for doing the most?
SG did the most.
SP.
SP.
Sorry.
SP.
And that's what it stands for now.
Oh, wait, no, did SP do the most? He did the most.
He did the most after.
No, they wouldn't have had to do the most. SP didn't do the most first. Junior might have done the most. I'm going for Adriana. She did the most.
Because
and if you're doing, and you about that, we have to talk about that.
You bucked up. Your dude had already knocked his tooth out, allegedly. So, like, y'all won. Why are you still going?
If Lily is calm and telling y'all to calm down, it's a problem.
And Lily had a great point. I'm so sad that I missed that. Lily was like, you don't buck at a man because you don't know what that man is capable of. My mother told me that a long time. You don't play fight with men because it's not a game. Like,
in a perfect world, you don't want them to put your hands on you.
Yeah, you don't start bad habits.
Who will? So.
Yeah, Adriana is my vote as well.
She did a lot, but did she do the most?
I would say,
my opinion.
What's his name? Did a lot. Junior did a lot.
Junior did a lot.
I'm gonna say Bonnie and Clyde. Junior and Adriana did the most.
Yeah,
because though SP did the most, he obviously was insecure and they kind of kept poking him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he did was wrong. But I'm gonna say Junior and Adriana did the absolute most.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna switch it up and I'm gonna give Junior and Adriana the doing the most award this week. Who did the most in a positive way? I'm going to give it to Van.
Oh.
I'm going to give it to Ryan.
Yes, Ryan. I'm going to give it to Charmaine because she's trying. She's trying to get the crew, get that nine-bag tag. You know, she brought Erica Mena to Ryan, a big customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Erica Payne, because that's VH1 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she did the most in a good way.
It's getting so hard to choose. You guys are just on your best behavior this season. We
Lily,
don't know
Lily's
who to
doing
get
good
on.
Too.
Lily's
maybe
doing
give it
good.
To Lily because she is still
she
doing good.
She kept her cool.
Lily's doing really good.
It looks like she might get into a little bit of trouble, but we might get into that into predictions because it looked like, you know, she leaked some tea and now it's been fell into the wrong hands, honey. So who knows? We'll have to find out. But before we get into our predictions, we want to get into a little bit of Do We Have It?
News we
do. And gossip.
All right, kids, I'm going to make this really quick. As you guys know, Black Ink Chicago in New York, they do a lot of events, so here it goes. This Saturday, February 16th, your man Ryan is doing an event called Pink and Ink in Philadelphia Tattoo Art Convention. He's going to be at an official after party. So he's going to be in Philadelphia doing tattoos at the convention. And shout out to the people who hit me in my DMs. I do not work for Ryan, but I'll send you to Gina's way. I don't know why you guys think I'm his assistant, but I'm not. But he's also having an after party. So it's hosted by him and it's at Cheerleaders Philadelphia. So it's at a gentleman's club. So make sure you get there. And guys, what we love about Black Ink Chicago, everything is happening in real time because they are in Miami right now. The crew is out there filming and all the cameras are with them. So I found this really cool picture of the guys and I found a cool picture of the girls, and all of the girls were in the picture. That is Gina, Charmaine, Danielle, Lily, and Bella. Aww, yes. So the whole crew, this was from yesterday.
Is that Bella at the top?
That's Gina at the top. Yeah. Oh,
look at Lily's Gina ass. No wonder everybody's mesmerized
so
with
all
her.
The ladies are together. And guys, I have a special announcement from Junior. He says, I am excited to announce that I'm officially opening my own private tattoo studio in March of 2019. For those who have been trying to schedule with me and my current clients, I'm scheduling the remainder of 2019 outside of Venture Tattoo. So make sure you guys hit up Junior because he's going to be doing more tattoos.
He's a beast. He is a beast.
And for those who said we don't love love and hip hop. Ooh, wrong show. Black Ink.
Might as well be.
It's so much because Erica's here. Black Ink New York. You guys know it's All-Star Weekend. So your guy Caesar from Black Ink New York and Delicious is hosting an All-Star Celebrity Takeover after party in Charlotte. The address is Pecan Ave. And also, Teddy's going to be out in Charlotte as well. And your guy Caesar is going on tour with the crew, and he also will be in Philadelphia, and I think he might be with Ryan at that tattoo convention, and the next stop is Atlanta. So make sure you guys get all the tattoos.
Oh, just real quick, I wonder if he's going to run into Duchess and
because they're all going to be at All-Star Weekend, and you know Duchess might be there too, so if they do, you know we'll bring you guys all the New York
tea. They're probably
as
making
well.
Good TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, moving right along. We got to make it really quick. Does everybody have a prediction?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict the guys are going to take off their shirts even more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With creeps.
That's all. That's everyone's prediction.
Creeps, my guys.
That's it.
Cheers to that. I think I'm cool with that. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
In the name of Valentine's Day, more shirtless moments from the guys.
Yes. Yes.
More masculine strength from Van shoving and showing his old
strong
more
strength.
Dawn strength and Dawn and turtlenecks.
Yeah, oh, more Dawn and turtlenecks for sure.
More Dawn and turtlenecks. And shout out to Dawn, you're getting your life, acting, modeling. Yes. We see you, babe. Do
proud
your thing.
Of you.
Very proud of you. Extremely proud of you. And I guess until next week, we have to wait and see if there are more topless scenes from the guys. Ooh, we got a whole week to wait. But hopefully you guys will meet us back here next week. Until then, I'm your girl, Carmen. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma_.
I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Happy Valentine's Day and happy Black History Month.
Yes, happy Black History Month. I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And we're out of here. We'll see you guys later.
See ya!
This Black History.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.